Well, we have a members opening for each cycle of exhibitions, and our members opening is on June 12th. The activities start at 5. Doors open at 5. It goes from 5 to 9 p.m. That's your opportunity to join, become a member, and hear the artists as well as curators have a moment or two to speak about the exhibitions on view. It's a great time to talk with each other and have some nice hors d'oeuvres. And hear a little bit more, get that first face-to-face experience with the artists that we bring in for our exhibits.
Now, of course, it's free now to get into the Taubman.
We are admission-free, yes.
But this is a good reason to become a member, one reason.
Well, you know, becoming a member is a wonderful way to be philanthropic in your community. And membership is a great way to get a little bit more access to the museum, to come to the artist talks, to participate in behind-the-scenes tours, etc., particularly since we are about ready to go under construction for our new special exhibitions gallery. We will have another gallery with remarkable things for members to enjoy.
Opening with Norman Rockwell next spring,
that's
right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Norman Rockwell will open in the middle of March of next year.
All right. Let's talk about some of the artist talks and the exhibits that are opening or will be open. Let's start with Poetics of Perception. This is Vic Muniz.
Vic Muniz. Yeah, so what I like to do is curate all the exhibitions around a curatorial thread. And the four exhibits that are going to open as our summer spring cycle are focusing on global identity. You know, we don't live in a vacuum anymore, and we're inundated and inspired and exposed to global events as well as fashion and style and consumer culture. So Vic Muniz is a Brazilian-born artist. He's internationally renowned, and what he does is create these amazing large-scale sculptural installations and then photographs them. So what you'll see are his photographs, which he considers his artwork, everything from creating portraits of chocolate and out of spaghetti sauce to a very important project that he did where he worked with the pickers in the largest landfill in the world in Rio de Janeiro.
Right, I think I've seen this, and so he uses all sorts of materials, chocolate syrup, magazine clippings, soil, all kinds of interesting things.
Right. In this particular project, it's called Pictures of Garbage, and there was a documentary film called Wasteland that we'll be screening as part of that exhibition. And that's when he actually worked with people called pickers or catadores, which are people that lived in the landfill and culled out the recyclables. And he invited them to come and he made their portraits out of those recyclables. Then he sold the artwork and gave the funds back to them. So, you know, this exhibit comes to us. It was organized by the Museum of Contemporary Art in Virginia Beach. We're delighted to work with them for the first time. And it's a very important topic. We've got several partners, including Clean Valley Council, who's come in as our environmental education sponsor for this.
All right. And that leads off the artist talks on the members preview. Then we have Jiha Moon, Double Welcome. Most everyone's mad here.
Yeah.
And this is a solo exhibition, the first, I guess, in Virginia. This is a multimedia artist, Korean-born, based in Georgia, and talk about Double Welcome.
Jiha Moon, we're delighted to be able to present the first solo exhibition of Jiha Moon's work in Virginia. And Jiha Moon is, what she says, she's all about misconceptions. She was born in Korea, now lives in Atlanta. And it's all about how we perceive other cultures and how other cultures perceive us. So there's a sense of irony and humor in her work. We're showing everything from ceramics to works on paper. For example, you know, she takes ownerships over items that have been attached to Asian people, such as fortune cookies. They're not Chinese. They're made in California, for example.
Shattering my world.
Sorry. But this is a very important exhibition for us. We're delighted to work with her. In addition, we're partnering with the Halsley Institute of Contemporary Art at the College of Charleston. And so we curated the exhibit, and then it will travel to the Halsley, and then it will go on a national tour.
Now we're talking with Amy Moorfield, Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the Taubman Museum of Art. Up next on the preview is Transient Beauty Photographs by Audrey Flack. And this is and these photographs are actually coming out of the permanent collection?
They are. The two exhibits that we're doing, we're starting to do a series of collection spotlights. And Audrey Flack, we are very fortunate to have a portfolio of photographs by Audrey Flack that have yet to be shown in this in the Taubman Museum or its past iteration at Center in the Square. These are very special in that they were considered studies by the artist for her very large photorealist paintings. And they're beautiful, and they're very hyper-colored, and they're these complex still lifes that she creates. Some of them are psychological portraits, for example, of her mother, and then she photographs them. So we're really fortunate, first, to be able to debut these, but also to shed a little new light on her studies.
And then she would, a lot of times jump off from the photographs to paint?
Yeah, she actually would use the photographs and kind of put them, scan them through an overhead projector onto a larger canvas and use the photograph as a basis for her development of these very detailed, highly representative, they're called photorealist paintings. Yeah.
Interesting. I wanted to ask you, and I think you had mentioned this before, but as far as taking things out of the permanent collection, mm-hmm. is Taubman trying to be a little more aggressive, let's say, about rotating things out of the warehouse so that some of these things in the permanent collection see more of the light of day?
I think yes. For me, particularly coming in about a year and a half ago, it's a way for me to get to know the collection. You know, our community is really fortunate. We have some real treasures in the permanent collection. We need to get them out more. And so for us to be able to, through these more in-depth spotlight exhibitions, such as Audrey Flack, gives us an opportunity to really focus in a deeper way through the collection.
All right. And the final talk on the preview opening night is Japanese prints from the permanent collection from an artist, last name is Yoshitoshi. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Yoshitoshi. So we have this really remarkable Japanese print collection of well over 200 prints that really haven't seen the light of day, and they're beautiful. And Yoshitoshi was really a very well-respected, renowned artist of the time of the late 1800s when the East started being opened up to the West. And so he really wanted to maintain the traditional woodcut art form, but at the same time, he was being influenced by stylistically from artists and that sort of opening between cultures. So he's considered one of the preeminent Japanese artists of that time.
And we're going back 150 years or so.
We are. We're going back 150 years. Now, the work is really wonderful. They're all based on Chinese and Japanese folk tales. So when you see the prints, we've actually worked with an intern who was from China who helped us translate the very wonderful, sometimes scary and odd folk stories. And so there's this little story next to each of the pieces.
All right. And again, that's the members preview and opening Friday, June 12th from 5 to 9. And what's the best way if you want to become a member? I guess you could do it. Can you do it that night?
You most certainly could come that night. You could visit us on our website at taubmanmuseum.org and click on the membership button. Give us a call at our main line or just reach out to me. We would love to have everyone have an opportunity to hear a little bit more and become a member.
All right. Amy Moorfield is the Deputy Director of Exhibitions and Collections. It's opening night, and for the members' preview is Friday, June 12th. And Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Gene, very much. My pleasure.